Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. It's a lovely sunny afternoon. I've got a nice cup of tea with me. Tom, how are you doing? What's it like over there?
I'm doing... Oh, wow. It's sunny here too.
What's it like in the studio? Over to Tom.
No, it's still sunny here, Alex. Camera port, still sunny. Bad news, however, I have finished my coffee. Chris, how are you doing?
Well, Tom, the weather over here is basically the same as yours because we live roughly near each other. Traffic here is high and you might be slightly lengthened time on your commute to work this morning. Back to you in the studio.
Which one's the studio?
James, I guess.
I'm in the traffic copter. Everything's clear over Bristol Bridge, which is a lie.
It's James in the sky.
Also, I am in Bristol, so the weather is the same.
Tom, we've got an idea from you this week again, right?
We got another one.
Back up in your hole.
Why did you say that? Like that's not the premise every week.
I feel like it's about 50% chance it's going to be Tom, right? And otherwise, it's going to be like maybe a guest, maybe me. What if you guys need me to come up with a pitch at some point?
Wait, did you not say at the start that this is a podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people that make them?
That is exactly what I said. Exactly like that.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. So no devs. What's in your hole?
What's in my hole? I think, look, we need to talk about Fall Guys real quick.
Someone needs to talk about it.
Every time I see people talking about it, it's either people playing it and loving it or game developers absolutely despising it. How do you guys feel about Fall Guys real quick?
There was the tweet going around that a lot of people in the dev community were angry at because it was I can't remember who it was, but it was someone saying this should be a news flash to developers that like games like this are easy to make. And it's like, no,
make simple games.
The it's like, it's not simple. That required an entire team. If you look at the credits for that game, they're huge. It still required an entire team of people. Like networking is not simple. And that kind of networking, okay, it was made in Unity, which, you know, gives you half the tools you need already.
It's like going to see a blockbuster, or going to see like Jurassic Park or whatever, and it being really successful and being like, this should be a newsflash to all filmmakers.
Make dinosaur films.
Films should all be high concept action adventure films.
With a 100 million CG budget. Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
Yeah. So games are everything. Make what you want.
Now, the reason I am asking about Fall Guys is because Battle Royales, they're still a thing. It is essentially a Battle Royale, right? Like 60 guys go in, one comes out. It's just in a different format of like this Takeshi's Castle style.
I wouldn't call it a Battle Royale.
Oh, really?
For me, a Battle Royale is a large map with an ever-decreasing like map.
A circle?
Using the circle. Oh. That to me is Battle Royale. Last Man Standing isn't Battle Royale. That's Last Man Standing.
Okay. I always just...
I feel like people have been calling it Battle Royale though, haven't they?
I think it was marketed as such as well.
Okay, so how does this link to your idea, Tom?
So yeah, so this bean-based Last Man Standing, I think, look, there's more... I think there's an avenue we can go down that I don't think has been seen before. And I'm talking about the original Battle Royale / Last Man Standing. I'm talking about reality shows. Uh-huh. I'm talking about... Right.
You want to make The Bachelor into a
I've totally forgotten the name of it. It's the simplest named reality show, and I've forgotten it. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. That's what it was called. For a second, I thought it was called Help. I'm trapped in a jungle.
That's our makeup version.
That sounds like when you see those translated T-shirts in China countries where it's clearly gone through a bad translation.
I'm Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games. or that sort of reality show or like the other one. Oh, what's the name of it? Older Sibling? Big Brother, that's what it's called.
Big Brother. Older
Sibling. Now, I think I don't have strict ideas of how the game would work in this. I just have the concept. Mm-hmm. How do we make a reality show maybe it's online, maybe there's 10 players, maybe something like that. How do we make a reality show into a game?
Okay.
So it is literally like 10-20 people enter, one leaves. Go.
So for me, straight away, I thought it's The Sims, but online, and Twitch is the voting, right? So it's full Twitch integration. Right. Because I don't think you could do it without having Twitch. So it would have to be a Twitch-only kind of game. So it's like an event rather than, hey, people just buy this game and you can play it whenever you want. I think it requires an audience because you can't have a computer just go, yeah, that person can leave. It needs to have characters that people can start to like relate to. And then that's the whole point, right? So you start liking these quirky characters because either they start arguments. I hate reality TV. So when I say we start liking these, I mean those people who watch it, not me.
Everyone hates, blanket hates reality TV, right?
But they
people
say that,
kind
but
of love to hate it. A lot of people.
It's one of those things, in our sphere, people hate it, but you know it's got millions and millions of views.
I feel like the problem with reality TV is the editing, though. It's specifically American reality TV, where it is very, you know,
that's
forced.
That's what I want to tap into in a big way. You know, they've got like those swish pans and they've got the and like the drums going on all the time. Like the next person to leave is
Kitchen Nightmares. They always do the like,
yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, they finally say who's left.
Before the ad break, it's like coming up on Kitchen. And then they show a scene that doesn't probably happen in like the next part of the break. It's just to keep you watching. And then you go, hang on, that scene didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it happens at the end. They just want you to keep watching.
Legitimately watched an episode of Storage Wars where they showed a clip from the next episode every quarter being like, this is coming up. And it didn't happen.
Wow. Coming up next
It is
next,
coming
next
up.
Week.
Other time. So, Tom, you think, because like, when you said reality TV, my head immediately went to people in a house, like Big Brother. Is that where you were? Is that where everyone else is at?
That's the name of the game, by the way.
People in a house.
People in a house.
I'm more thinking
20 people in a house until there's one.
Do you see
Help,
it?
I'm trapped in a house.
Oh no!
Sorry, carry on, James.
So do you see it being avatars of, say, other streamers, or is it actually their fate? Are they? How
I think they would have to design the characters, right?
They would have an avatar.
It wouldn't be them.
I mean, if it's
it would
Sims,
be their
right?
design,
right?
If this is a body for like the Sims, then yeah.
Or would it be one of those where it's an avatar, and then you find out at the end who was controlling the avatar once they get voted?
Well, then you can't watch it because the person you're watching, the person you want to support, you know who it is because you can see their screen.
Yeah.
The other thing you've got to negate is the fact that just because someone has a bigger audience, they have a bigger advantage.
Well, that's the thing. That's the problem I have with the Twitch controlled thing. Like, how do you make this a game that isn't Twitch? I think Twitch voting should be a thing in the game, but not as like the only way to vote, right?
Well, if you got eliminated via challenges, the similar way you would in I'm a Celebrity, but instead of like them just not coming away with
Bushtucker trials.
Yeah, so like that, but everyone does them. So it's still on Twitch. Everyone does them, but the Twitch audience vote for the challenges, which means you can make it offline because the computer can just choose challenges. Mm. But if you want that audience participation, then you could make the vote happen, and then everyone in that sort of small bubble of reality game show like server, I don't know if I can know that episode, you know, they're the ones who do the challenge, and if you're last you get knocked out, and then that's how they whittle it down to a winner. So it's more,
but how you could know, you like if it was about like if it was personality driven, especially say if it was Twitch personalities or whatever, like what if they could also choose to vote each other out, like you just had to vote for someone to go out that round.
I mean, I think 10 people if you do voting, you should get the people who are in it to vote. So then you get alliances.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
You get alliances to form, and then it's all about trying to
befriend people, trying to backstab others. That becomes a lot of like all that.
Well, then that could be the challenges thing. So you do these challenges, and then you notice that Gary over there has not been doing very well. So let's vote for him. But then he's like, well, you haven't been doing very well. So
wait a minute,
fucking Gary.
Oh my God, what's the weakest link? A Last Man Standing Battle Royale?
The weakest thing was a Battle Royale. Yeah. Where are we dropping,
oh my
boys?
God.
On her.
You forgot her name too.
I nearly said Anne Robinson.
Where are we dropping, boys? Widdicombe.
Hang on. James, are you gonna...
how long does this game last?
I think 6 months.
Is this a full on like every day at 8 p.m.?
I think it needs to happen.
The login,
yeah,
and participate in a series of mini challenges,
like 3 hours of just stuff that happened and interactions with each other, get is if everyone's in the same sort of Discord, you get people like muting themselves in the Discord, so everyone can hear each other. Then you get the people that mute themselves, talk to their chat, and like be like, "Okay, we're gonna really fuck this guy over." And they're like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing?" And they're back in the chat, and then there's
if we think about like the playtime of Fall Guys versus the playtime of like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, right? You've got very quick, like 15-minute games for Fall Guys, pretty much. Or if you get eliminated early, like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. And they're so easy to just jump into. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, 30 minutes, 45 minutes maybe, if you don't find anyone or you survive for long enough. Like, to get to the very, very end is about that time. So I think this is basically like an enlarged Fall Guys. If we have like the Bushwhacker trials or like the challenges that happen, like, and there's some downtime in between where people can interact, or maybe like a lobby in between the games where stuff happens.
They need a lounge, right?
Yeah, they need a lounge. Maybe there's a diary room they can all go into, and that's the only time they can interact with chat.
Right. Okay. Yeah. They have to make signals to chat, like.
Yeah.
How are you? Is everyone imagining this? Because I'm pretty sure everyone is imagining something different in their head right now. How does it play? Like,
I'm imagining like Big Brother, but chat controls the cameras.
No, I mean the player playing. Am I first person? Am I third person? Am I clicking?
In my head, it's third person.
Okay,
it's third person in my head as well. While they walk around this Second Life type lounge,
and then the mini game
would probably dictate something else. Depending,
I think this
on
is worryingly close to a Sims mod, right? Where it plays basically like that. Thing is, I was thinking like Great British Bake Off is that sort of style. It's just done in a much more antiquated, cutesy way, right? It's a battle royale.
It's a battle royale. Merry Berry.
But it's very English compared to the very Americanized ending, where it's so Berry's nice PR. And so quaint and so delightful to watch. You could essentially in Cooking Simulator, right? Like, Cooking Simulator could have a battle royale mode. And
I guess so.
I don't know.
That's where battle royale came from, right?
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it when you were racing in the Eye of a Storm?
No. Oh, I wish.
That would be cool.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. We should definitely pitch that game idea.
Is the crux of this game that it needs to go on for a long time, or can we just have like?
It's not 6 months.
It is. It could be like you said, 45 minutes. It could be Great British Bake Off style, where you've got maybe 8 countertops or desks, 8 Twitch personalities in there, or whoever's joining in with an audience. And then it's like, your task is voted by Twitch, do this thing. I don't know, draw a dinosaur. Right, you've got 30 seconds. It's like, okay, everyone draws their dinosaur, and then there's some sort of voting that happens.
Twitch voted tasks. That sounds great. Chris,
now, I think we have stumbled on something here that isn't a game.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a game. It's a game.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for.
No, in the traditional sense, because I'm talking about this should be, it's a game, yes, but it should be an event run by Twitch that lasts, like 2 weeks every day. Same contestants come in and whittles it down, and then it doesn't happen again for like another 3 months, right? And then another set of people come in, but then the way we make money as a company would be like you get sponsors to sponsor this series of yada yada yada, like that's I think is a good way of doing it, because then it's like people watching.
Are we making a game? I'm confused.
It's still a game, but I don't think you sell it right. You sell it to Twitch or YouTube, and they run seasons.
Oh, like Twitch
of it.
Sings, right?
Kind of.
Do you remember?
But don't give the plebs access to it, Don't give us plebs.
You've just reminded me of about 10 years ago, when they first introduced, I think what it was like a big thing to help promote like Xbox Live Arcade maybe or some kind of Xbox feature. 100 to 1, that was it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game, Tom? How did that work?
So 100 to 1, it was based on the game, like the actual game show 100 to 1, right? But it came out like in the first years of, man, this might have been the first Battle Royale. But it was literally, so instead of playing in like servers where you just play the game, you get matched with 99 other people and you play a game show, these were like bi-weekly events and you had to log in at the right time, hope you get into the game. And everyone could watch it as well. Like if you got into be the 100, then everyone who's playing the game is watching you as
exactly. Because I think it's also a good way of people, right? That's the problem. The one problem with Twitch, for most people, is just same as actually any industry, is discoverability, right? Well, if you're lucky enough to get in, and people then have to come to your channel to watch if they want, if they start liking you as a personality, then you as a small, if you're a small streamer, you could gain quite a lot of followers, subscribers, and stuff like that. And well, I feel like it might be a good way to do Twitch discoverability through this weird game show where every 3 months people sign up, they're picked at random. Maybe they chuck a couple of like heavy hitters in there just to keep an audience in. And then,
well, yeah, that's the thing. They need to be vetted. Otherwise, you could get anyone. And also, they need to be kind of interesting people to watch because otherwise, people would just vote them out. Fall on down its ass.
I think that's the same with any game show and any like Big Brother. You do get boring people in there, and they're the ones that.
They're heavily curated, aren't they? Like the people they put in.
They're curated for the fucking weirdos.
It does depend on the freedom they have in this game. Like if they have the freedom to sit in the diary room and then start yelling obscenities at Twitch and everyone is watching it, then obviously then they can't do that. They won't do that. If it's literally like they are just walking around and maybe there's someone commenting and just saying like, oh, Larry's in the kitchen again. He's a tubby boy, isn't he?
Year 4, and Larry's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that your Geordie accent?
Oh, God, should have been erased.
It was pretty bad. I couldn't say the word kitchen.
but maybe the challenges they do is where they have the most freedom, because it's like, you know, draw a dinosaur and someone draws a shitty dinosaur or whatever. That's where you see the actual game play out properly.
D5, Dr. Disrespect in the bathroom.
Dr. Disrespect on YouTube.
Uh-oh. Indeed.
He's left the Twitch
house. He wouldn't be on Twitch. He's not on Twitch anymore.
Oh, that's true, yeah. He's on the YouTube side.
Yeah.
I really like James's idea of like what you were just saying, Tom. Like, oh, okay, so Twitch votes on an event to do, and it's draw a dinosaur, or it's something like simple challenges that people can easily win or lose, or not. It's not like a necessarily like a win or lose. It's kind of a, like if they draw a dinosaur, it's who has the shittest looking dinosaur, and then Twitch vote for that. That person gets voted off or whatever. Like what other things could there be that feel same, like
is
gap?
Is it? Have you ever seen Taskmaster? It feels like we've made Taskmaster the game with Twitch integration. And Twitch are the Taskmaster. So the actual show is Greg Davis and Alex Horn set challenges tasks for 5 comedians to do. And it's like, throw this potato into a hole without touching the rug that's surrounding the hole. And it's like, okay, is there a clever way I can do this? I can pick up the rug, walk close, drop it in the hole, or I can just lob it and hope for the best. And then you're like, okay, well, now the potato's stuck. What do I do? Strange example, but I think the potato one's a great one. But so for this, it could be that Twitch vote for the task that the 8 or how X amount of Twitch streamers have to do, and then the audience just votes for whoever they think is the best. And you could even have each of the other streamers vote for who they think is the best and have that whole elimination round kind of drama.
Yeah, I think so. I think because it's something that if everybody passes,
You could weight it by like audience size or something.
To negate the audience size thing, is that if the contestants have to vote for each other as well, their votes might mean more than the Twitch, because again, the whole audience thing. Say if I'm, Shroud, and all of a sudden I've got 100,000 people voting against a guy who's got a guy who's got 10 people watching him because no one knows who he is.
Well, I mean, again, it could be done in such a way where either they've got avatars, you don't know who is who, you don't know who Shroud is. Like, if this is done in Twitch is running the event and Twitch is streaming this event, or maybe YouTube or whoever, whatever it, that company is doing it, like, you don't know who Shroud is. You don't know who, I don't know, big streamer number five is.
But then how are you watching?
So you're watching it in a... It's like watching the show, right? Like, it's
so you don't,
run on
you don't
one
watch
channel.
The streamers. You don't watch the streamers do...
I don't think you watch the individual channels. Like,
right, okay. Oh, so you just watch
Twitch. It's like twitch.tv/help I'm trapped in a house.
Yeah. Help, I'm trapped in a house.
Yeah. And
help, I am the weakest link. Trapped in a house. Get me out
also,
of here.
Also, maybe there's like...
I think it's like, the Great British Twitch Off, I think is what we would call it.
Yeah.
But now, yeah.
Nice.
But maybe there's like the in-player voting, so they then pick two people that everyone votes for of the two people to leave. So maybe it's like that frustration of like, oh, I really hope they put this guy into the voting because I want to get rid of him. Yeah, but then the people in the house or the people in the game, they don't put him in there. It's like, he's still in there because he's just never getting put in there.
So people vote for each other, and the two people with the highest votes then get sent into the Twitch polls, and they're like, okay, you've got to get rid of one.
And then RuPaul comes in and then decides.
And then if it's a 50-50, they have to fight to the death.
Yeah, to the death. And that's how people
therefore, it's a battle royale. Because there's actual death.
I do like that idea, though. If it's the other streamers pick the two weakest, or they could even, if it's the drama, of they'll pick the two best and be like, I want to put whoever streamer number five is in there because he keeps drawing a really good dinosaur.
Like, if you get rid of the best person, get rid of the worst person, it pays to be very mediocre. Right? Yeah. And you got to play the game. And the streamers are like, also, you know, they're playing their own little games, trying to be, you know, likable. But I mean, are they really?
In terms of, did we solve the personality problem? Like, are the streamers basically, for the duration of this event, are they... anonymous, basically, and maybe you find out who they actually are afterwards.
Anonymous enough. I think if they join the game, and I don't think it's necessarily just streamers that can join. I think anyone can really. Like, it's kind of like 100-1. Like, it's a random selection of people. Like Big Brother. Like, it's just these random shitters they just found outside the job center. But like, they just get these people in, and they're anonymous throughout the entire thing. But Twitch is like, they maybe come up with fake names or whatever to give their characters. So everyone's like, I really hope they put Julio into the final vote. Jack, I can't wait to get rid of him somehow he made it past the dinosaur drawing round by drawing a dog. That's absurd. We need to get rid of
him. That's cheating.
That's cheating, but he still made it through somehow because of voting.
Get Jack out. Get Julio out.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end,
it's got great social media. What, like, you know, ability?
Think about all the hashtags. There was a reality show recently where there's like singing in masks or something. Did I see
The Masked Singer? Which is a Korean. It's a Korean show, and then they brought it over.
What is that?
To America. So basically, celebrities. Wear these giant outfits that are really like garish, and they obviously hide their face, and they have to sing, and then the panel of judges have to guess who the celebrity is. But they can, I think they can ask some questions, but they're not allowed to obviously say who are you, because that would be pointless. It's more like, you know, this person starred in 5 action films last year, won an Oscar in 2004, and you're like, okay, that narrows it down a bit, and they have to guess. I think it was very much
get these people on the show.
It was very much Ryan Reynolds did the one in Korea.
Really?
What? Yeah, I think it was during his Deadpool 2 tour. He did the one in Korea.
I see.
I didn't realize they had to guess who the celebrity was. I thought it was a case of they just voted for whoever. Well, whoever's just the best singer. And it's like you get to the end, and it turns out the best singer has been whoever this whole time, and you're like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Clint Eastwood. So, are we thinking about it in terms of like, are we maybe narrowing ourselves too much, because we keep talking about it would be cool if it was like Big Brother, or if it was like the Bake Off, or Help Get Me Out, I'm in a Jungle, Get Me Out of Here, or whatever. Like, could we just have all these different elements of like each? So like maybe one task is draw a dinosaur.
Well, it could be a Twitch
Another
sings
task
round.
Is It's the British, it's the could great there, British now, Bake
could
Off
there
round.
Be a switch things round if everyone's trying to be anonymous?
Yeah, because I think there could be. Because then you start doing the whole, oh, that sounds like, because people's singing voices don't always sound.
I'm Shroud.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they don't do that.
That's instant disqualify. No, but then you get, everyone would be saying they're Shroud.
It's like, I'm Spartacus. Yeah. No, I. They all stand up. Well, have you seen the TV show? It was a Japanese TV show, and then they made it in America, and Rebel Wilson hosted it. So it was just ruined because America remade it, not because Rebel Wilson. It's the one where they send 10 comedians into a house, and the last one, whoever laughs, gets kicked out. And so they're all trying to make each other laugh.
Okay.
But they're not allowed to laugh.
That's a very YouTube clickbaity thing as well, isn't it?
It's a Japanese TV. It's on Amazon. It's like 3 seasons. It's on Amazon Prime, the Japanese one. And it's just really, it's just, there's nothing special happens. They just live together for like 2 days in a house. They just share a house. But they're all trying to make each other laugh without
not
themselves
allowed to laugh. That's the only rule.
I would be out. Instantly, I laugh just to get through social situations.
Yeah. So they're like, they've all got like suitcases, and some of them have got costumes in there. Some of them have got props, and they just whip
someone's
just random
actual gun.
They just whip random things out, and like some guy could be looking in his suitcase. He turns around and he's got a penis drawn on his face, and that would make me laugh.
You're allowed to tickle people?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe no contact.
But it's a very interesting idea. So maybe there is the something of like, okay, if you reveal yourself in any way, you get disqualified. Like if you know, any references to something you say, you're out. Maybe we mask their voice.
Can we take our favorite reality shows and just put them all into this one as rounds?
Yes. We need Deal or No
How
Deal
would
in
that
there.
Work?
Well, they all
my
have
God,
video
Deal or
versions.
No Deal's a battle royale.
Deal or No Deal is a battle royale.
Sort of. Okay, we've got Deal or No Deal.
It has loot boxes. Jesus.
It's all loot boxes.
It's all loot boxes.
Help, I'm Stuck in a Jungle. Forged in
no
Fire.
Deal.
No, Forged in Fire. If you're not watching that, that's wonderful.
Okay, how does that? I've never even heard of that.
Forged in Fire is like Great British Bake Off if you set it in America and then making swords.
Oh. Okay, right, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Awesome. And then he finds out and like just bites
and
on the sword
and kills a man.
licks the blade.
There's a lot of weird TV shows coming out, like reality ones. There's literally a Great British Bake Off example, but it's a sewing one. And it's called Sewing Bee. Like, it's literally all it is. They just make dresses and they're like,
oh yeah, there was one that was like a landscape artist as well, and they had to draw dinosaurs.
There's one in America with Nick Offerman and Amy Poehler who presented.
It's the woodworking one.
It's the woodworking one where they it's just people doing crafts and stuff.
There's like, also a pottery version in the UK, the Great Pottery Throwdown. So there's three or four of the same show.
We could turn any old shit.
There was a Lego one with kids as well.
Yeah.
Like a load of kids.
Is
except
there?
Except
there
the
is
kids
a Lego
were like
one.
Voting each other out. And it was devastating because these kids were like,
yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Oh, what's going to be?
I don't want to go.
And like, they run home to their dad and everything.
I just wanted
like,
to
Jesus.
Be Lego.
Well, they've got like that little, the junior master chef. They don't care about pitting kids against each other. Let's jump on that bandwagon.
No, but hang on. There's an age rating in Twitch, right? You're not allowed an account unless you're like, what is it, 13?
Okay, let's fuck up some 13-year-olds because they're going to be emotionally scarred.
I was just thinking,
I said up.
Yeah.
Fuck up.
Okay, you did say up.
I think so far we've imagined that everybody's streaming from home and that their avatar, you know, it's all in, we build some sort of set, whatever.
Sure.
Should it just be like a real life set or does that just negate the need for us to design a game?
That's a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's taking it back into a real reality TV show.
There is a real reality TV show for The Sims now.
What?
Is there?
Have you not seen it?
All right.
No.
There is genuinely a reality TV show where they have people pitted against each other in like design challenges in The Sims. I think it might be on CBS. Like it's
no,
an
it's
actual
not.
It's an actual TV show.
Shut up.
And it's on CBS.
It's on the actual television.
Sims. I've just searched CBS Sims.
Just this is going to be fantastic.
So what you're saying is we don't need to actually design games. We just pick other games to put
games and put them in a show.
We can take any again, that's what I'm saying. This shouldn't be, maybe this isn't a game. This is more of a concept where you can pull in rounds from other games. Maybe there is a Fall Guys round where it's like, whoever wins, Tom's face has gone into shock.
It's a so the first episode was a creative storytelling competition. I don't know how that works, but $100,000 was on the line.
Yeah.
What?
I think they tell a story within The Sims using characters, I think, might be the... That's the way
TBS.
I would imagine.
TBS.
Oh, TBS, not CBS. What's CBS? Oh, it's CBS. No,
like teleshopping or something.
No, these are all CBS American channel names.
CBS is an American network, isn't it?
No, that's TBS. CVS is a pharmacy.
Oh, it's called The Sims.
They're the one with the long receipts.
Spark without the E and an apostrophe instead of that. For some reason.
I still think this should... I'm definitely personally on the side of this should be a video game.
Yeah.
Because... Okay. I feel like it.
Because otherwise,
we can
the podcast
make it,
ends.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. What? This is the wrong podcast. We need to change the name of the podcast. But I think that having it on Twitch that's what makes it so good. Having it as a game on Twitch playing, and that's very unique, and that's something that I think could be like, it's taking reality. What is cool about reality shows where you just watch, when you watch it, and you're like, oh fucking, look at those twats. I want to get rid of this guy. I hate this one. This person's a prick. I'm going
to
vote them out.
Assuming the contestants vote them to that round.
Yes. And you're engaged with other people. You're constantly, you're using the Twitch chat to like scream at people. You know, it's just very, like, I think using that to get people engaged could work really well. James.
I was just going to use Jackbox as a great example of why we should keep them anonymous, because is it Fibbage, I think, where you put in ideas into the mix and then vote on which one's the funniest. It's like, well, that's funny because you don't know who said what, and then the big reveal is part of the joy. So I think everyone needs to be anonymous, and you just figure out and you find out who they are at the end. But that doesn't mean that you need them on board to keep it to themselves.
Yeah, so, I think the anonymity could work. It doesn't have to be for every game within the overarching game.
No, that's
right?
True.
You could do ones where it is based on, because then you could have a Twitch sings, because you do need to, you can pretty much figure out who it is from singing, but then you can just vote who's the best singer. But then someone might be so bad that people just vote them the best because it's Twitch, and you know, that's the mentality that they have, because you know, every time someone gets knocked out, there's going to be shit tons of F's in the chat, right? It's that kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that is exactly how it would go. It would just be like some commentator be like, F in the chat for Shroud there. And you're like, oh, poggers.
What if? No, what if?
No, it's just broken, Tom.
You have Tom, you have to leave this podcast. It's the first person to laugh had to leave. No. You're out. I'm sorry. No. F in the chat for Tom.
Papaga to me, am I right?
What if it was actually the different Twitch chats versus each other? So it's actually, you've got your front, you've got your
knight. That's toxic.
But that is very
your
toxic.
Knight, you vote on what you want your streamer to have as a weapon, for example. And so your chat could either be like, we'll give them the sword, or we'll give them the rubber chicken, or
they're all gonna have the rubber chicken.
And then it's like you go, and then they have to combat, or they have to maybe do their challenge. I was thinking there's another reality show, something like Bitchin' Kitchen or something, or something, some kitchen thing.
Sorry, where was that bitch in kitchen or bitchin' kitchen?
Bitchin' Kitchen. I have it written down. Someone suggested it to me the other day as a legitimate thing to watch. But the idea is that you have a budget of $10,000 or something, and you can use that budget to give the other chefs in the kitchen mad shit to have to deal with. So maybe a tiny frying pan or a knife with no handle or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the show yet. But what that made
a
me
knife
think...
with no handle.
It's like...
So just a blade and you pick it up.
We could make that work in that you've got your streamers, but then either their chat could just
hinder them. maybe that's a terrible idea, but there's like a
communal, for each round that you have, there's a communal modifier that Twitch get to vote. So they vote on the event, or they don't vote, whatever, but the event is chosen, and then there's a modifier that the Twitch has to, the chat has to vote on, whether that's like, if you're drawing, again, you're drawing a dinosaur, but you,
everything's mirrored.
You only have, yeah, sure, everything's mirrored. Yeah, or something like that. Or that, like, the canvas is on fire, so you have to do it very quickly. You know, or just something, I don't know, whatever.
That's an extreme, Alex.
It's called Cutthroat Kitchen. That's what it was called, Cutthroat Kitchen.
Where did you get Bitch in the Kitchen from?
Bitch in the Kitchen.
I think that's actually a different show.
That's a different show.
Recommended to me.
Hey, nice kitchen. Do you like it? Yeah, it's bitching.
Okay. So, how if the game? What do you think about this so far? The game would be working in, say, you jump in to whoever the creators are or whoever the contestants are. Yeah, they start off in their house lobby slash lounge, whatever.
Bitching,
they're there
twitching
for a couple of minutes.
Sorry.
While the next, so that they can do whatever they want. They can chat with each other or some kind of interaction they can have. We need to figure that out. While the next round is being decided. The round is decided. Chat votes for some kind of modifier. The winner then is guaranteed immunity, and then the rest of them have to vote who goes out. The final two people, like the bottom two people, Twitch votes for them to go out, and then they're back in the lobby for a couple more minutes, which maybe gives them time to try and appease themselves to the Twitch crowd or whatever. Then you repeat the process until someone wins. The way that you can get in to the game as a Twitch user is that by watching the shows, you accrue some kind of points. Maybe if you vote people out and you're successful with that or something, but you gain points to allow you to buy a ticketed entry, basically, so you can then go into the game. So there can be multiple games going on Twitch, maybe.
So I've just realized that there is a video game show on Twitch already. And
it's clearly not working. None of us have heard about it.
Have you guys ever seen Daniel from SL?
I'm sorry, what?
Daniel from SL, he does
South Carolina.
The only way I can describe it
is that SL
is he puts people against each other. So he did these Rust videos where he has a little like a Daniel meter where it's how annoyed are they and how frustrated are they. There's one where he does it in Rust.
Love a meter.
And like the guy's trying to teach him how to use a bow, and he's like, oh, like this? And he's like, Daniel, no. And he shoots him in the head. He's like, Daniel, you shot me. He was like, sorry, how do I do it? And he goes, Daniel, you shot me again. It's really good. I do recommend it.
Right. Okay.
But he has these game shows, and he does it. So he did one on June 6th, one on June 15th, one on June. So people have to be interviewed into this show. He only has like 50 people, and loads of people sign up, and he brings them into a booth, and they have like 10 seconds to tell him why they want to be on the show, and if not, he just kills them. It's all done in Gmod.
Right, okay.
And then they all have these avatars, and they can all speak to each other. They all like have a house they can live in, and essentially they can basically kill each other, but I think the idea is that you don't want to kill each other. But everyone starts banding together and forms these little like groups, and then eventually.
Sorry, this isn't a Twitch game. No. This is some dude, some streamer who has put together a Gmod oriented reality show.
Yeah, and right. it's really funny. Like, he's really good. It's his like humor and narration of everything is just stupid. But it's that kind of thing that I like, where it's just...
But making an official version of this. Like, clearly it works if this dude is doing it, right? Like,
yeah, but he does have a prize of like... It's only like $200 prize, but it's something that people can just fuck around. Like 3 hours, and you could get $200, and you get to fuck around and,
basically what you're saying is this is like Dota. It started as a mod. It started as some dude just trying it out, and now we're making the official version that's going to make so much money.
I think...
So we haven't really made a game here today, have we? We've made a Twitch event that people can sign up for. Maybe it's a bi-weekly thing. Every couple of two times a week, everyone can just watch this thing live that's run by Twitch or whoever.
It's an event.
And I think as time goes on, like, more people, it's either we build a game where all of the mini games are done in like this Taskmaster style, kind of rudimentary things, like get a hole in one on this ridiculous looking course, draw a dinosaur, but the paper's on fire. You know, all those sorts of things. You know, throw a basketball into the hoop, but it's 4 miles away. I don't know. or maybe, because it's like this Twitch event, maybe it's that kind of thing where we draw in game developers and say, right, you've made Fall Guys. How do we make like a Fall Guys event for our game show? And they just build this custom map, this custom thing where these 10 people jump into it, and the people who win, the people who lose, they're the ones that get voted for in and out. And maybe it's just they jump into 20 different games during this one streaming event.
And just design the game live, as in it's like, okay, Twitch, vote for what game should we give them? The basketball where the hoop is 4 miles away. It's like, okay, I'll build that quickly while you're in the lobby. Just quickly set that up.
Or you could have community tools, right? Maybe.
Possibly.
That could be part of it. The community make their own challenges.
Again, if this is a bi-weekly or maybe fortnightly event or whatever, then it's something that could go on for as long as it's popular, and there's just this constant updating going on of people saying like, right, we need to come up with a cool new, like a reality show, we're trying to come up with a cool new challenge, let's build this challenge, and then there's a team behind it that just then generates it for the next live event when it happens.
And like the good thing about that is the unlike something like Big Brother or I'm Trapped in the Jungle or all the other ones, Bitchin' Kitchen. Like all those ones.
Bitchin' Kitchen.
They are static and kind of locked into their format. We can change that.
They're locked into the realms of reality, right? Whereas we can just say, you know what, this time the game is you're trying to grapple hook across a kick-ass cyberpunk looking universe, and the game is called Cyberhook. And the music is amazing. something like that. Maybe literally we give the mod tools. We essentially create mod tools that we just send to a game developer and say, right, here's this thing. I mean, obviously it's difficult because the game engine of every single game is totally different. But if every game is made in Unity, for example, and we just say, right, here's the mod tools to make it work in your game, get it working, bring it back to us, and we'll be able to feature your game as a game that people play as a contestant. Like Cooking
Simulator.
This week's
episode sponsored by Fall Guys.
There'll be a Fall Guys event. There'll be a Cooking Simulator event. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be something that tons of people would tune into.
Okay, so one final question. What do you see as being the prize? What do you win?
$400,000.
Okay.
No, I think sure. Depends on, is this, do we decide on if it's like anyone can join and it's like a raffle to see if you get in?
I don't know. I think it has to be curated to some extent, right?
If it's just challenge after challenge and just...
Well, maybe you could do it if you're definitely, you know, only if you're an affiliate or if you're only a, you know...
Partners, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe a partner. And then you could just do, you know, you could do cash prize or you could do a benefit to your channel that might help you out. Maybe you get front page every, like for a week.
It's visibility. I guess just having the idea of like visibility, like once you're like, say if you are anonymous throughout or whatever, then by the time you're revealed who that person is, like who the winner is.
If people like you enough when you're anonymous, they'll like you still afterwards, but now they can, you know, find you and here's some extra, you know, things that we can help you out. Maybe they overhaul your set up as well. Elgato, go, here's all your stream decks and shit that you want.
You get a new machine. Thanks. You get a new, what do they call them? Rigs? No, it's
just a rig.
You get a new battle station.
A new battle station.
God, I hate that even more somehow.
Thing?
Yeah.
You've got the RG. We're going to give you the B.
Out the wazoo.
We could just call this Twitch Rivals.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a thing already.
Oh, shit.
What about just bitching, twitching. Like, that's...
I don't even know if that is a reality show.
Bitchin' Kitchen is. It is. I found it. I found a picture of it. But yeah, either it's Bitchin' Twitchin', and if that doesn't work as the podcast name, because it's literally calling an episode Bitchin', first word, we'll go with instead, Help, I'm Trapped in the Jungle.
I'm the weakest link in the jungle.
Help, I'm trapped on Twitch.
Help, my bigger brother just trapped me in the weakest
in
link
the
jungle.
Jungle. Get me out of here.
No deal.
Goodbye, Bitchin' Kitchen.
No, it's stars in their eyes.
Hell's twitching.
How are we all feeling about this at this point? Is this a good Tom? Would you? Well, I guess none of us again. This isn't a make thing, right? This is kind of a. I guess we could all participate, but like I feel in game in terms of play, would contribute.
I'd watch it. I think the chat levels would be extremely toxic, but that's just Twitch through and through. I think it would be a cool event to watch, like just seeing this competition go through. If it's set in a series of different games, and you'll see some, you know, this guy's really good at Fall Guys, but oh god, he's playing Cooking Simulator now. He's dead. He's got to draw a dog. I think in terms of, I mean, I wouldn't make it obviously because I can't, but I think in terms of the making it, it's just a case of committing yourself to a constant, like, we need to make this thing work by this week for this challenge, for this episode when it goes live. It's a weird merge of TV show game, you know, it's a strange mix.
But that's exactly what Fall Guys is, really. It's just a different angle on it. It's essentially a TV show, but... If you think about how many people are watching it, it might as well be.
Thematically, it's a TV show. What I mean is this is actually a TV show in a sense.
Oh, yeah,
right?
This is very much a TV show, yeah.
Maybe we can pitch it to Netflix. This will be the first game ever pitched to Netflix outside of Bandersnatch.
Why not pitch it to Twitch?
Nah.
You've already... The one thing that Twitch has that is the key to this is the chat. And Netflix is not known for having a live chat.
Chris, what are you thinking? Yes? No?
Yeah, I'd watch it. I'm one of those people that I'd watch it till someone annoyed me so much that I'd just turn it off and never watched it ever again.
Everything. Everything's Twitch. Like that.
Yeah, but then next episode, there's a different person. It's all different people, right?
Yeah. So like in 2 weeks' time, I'd be like, oh, I'll see who's on it again. And then, you know, when you get that...
Yeah, I've heard Dr. Disrespect's coming. He's coming back to Twitch, and he's going to be
on
the show.
He's coming back. Yeah,
but he's only going to be revealed.
Which one is he? Which person is he? Do you think he's the guy with the sunglasses and the moustache? No, it can't be. That'd be too obvious.
I said,
"Oh, it turns out, he didn't come back. He's still on YouTube."
And it was Craig me up all along.
It was Craig.
Nice. That's Craig. A good open reference. Are you there,
James? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I would watch it.
Do you participate?
Everyone loves a crossover. So any chance to get streamers that don't normally interact
coming out the ass.
Yeah, out the wazoo. Yeah. We would say. I think the prospect of lots of little mini games being designed on the fly, or even just, you know, set up ready for next week, is a really cool prospect.
I think design on the fly
is
a dangerous
thing. Like Super Mario Party Twitch.
This is very much a non-designed on the fly, very much well-organized, well-oiled machine Twitch has spent millions on.
I mean, we've come up with our 4-mile basketball hoop. You know, it's like that's a midnight, the night before, you've got to hand it in kind of idea. I imagine it would be grueling though as a game developer,
1 week to make 10 games. I can't figure out.
It'd
just crashed
be like one, wouldn't it? It would be like one or two for the evening.
Got it. It's all made in core. Okay, so I think I honestly think we're on the cusp of greatness here. I think we're
close to creating something. We haven't made a game, and we haven't. This Pitch
shattering.
Please episode isn't a pitch of a game. It's a pitch of a event to Twitch, who then would go out and hire game developers like a startup studio or use Twitch, Amazon Game Studios to make the games.
What we've pitched here is a way to save TV from its inevitable demise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By using Twitch.
Twitch and Netflix, if you're listening, or if anyone who is in contact with them, please pass this on. And we would like to hear from you very soon.
Yeah, we'll take 40%.
What a negotiation. Yeah. We'll take
40%.
We get 10
each.
We'll take 75.
We get 10 each. Come on, Tom. Don't be greedy.
We'll take 100%.
We'll take 100%.
Amazon's a small family-run business. They need their money.
They've called the police.
They said no. They've called the security. They turned around and said three.
All right. Well, Tom, I think that's probably one of the more unique ideas you've pulled out of your hole.
It wasn't a game, so I'd say it was an experience.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And next week we'll be diving back into, I don't know whose hole it's going to be next week. I guess we'll find out, and I guess so will you.
It'll be a hole.
A hole. Yeah.
Don't say a hole. Alex, come on.
Can I do the outro for this?
Sure.
Thank you for listening, everyone. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Unbelievable. Yeah.